This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to have a blast this hour, talk about the internet, spreading communism, joining the military when you're old, and many things. But I wanted to get to this really quickly, because there's a lot of talk now. Trump is already put it out there that he intends to use the United States military to aid with mass deportation. And I got this question. Radio Dad Jesse, can our United States military be used for mass deportation of illegals? Should it be used that way? What would it look like? What branches would be involved? All right, so this is going to be a long answer, because I have many, many, many different thoughts on this. I need to lead with this, though. Sometimes abnormal situations are thrust on us and they require abnormal solutions. For instance, I don't beat my kids. I don't abuse my kids. I don't physically attack my children. Obviously, I know you're going to be shocked by that, but no, I'm not a child abuser unless I'm wrestling with them or we're giving each other Charlie horses, which we do a lot. They've learned their dad is the master at the Charlie horse. Anyway, I don't hurt my sons physically. I don't do that. It's not something I do. It's not something I believe in. I don't lay my hands on my sons or my wife. I don't do it. So I know that's the bare minimum. I'm not bragging, believe me, but I don't do it. Now, what if I came home and I walk in the door tonight and I find that James, my oldest, is strangling his mother? Turns out he was swimming last week in the lake and he got some brain-eating amoeba and he had lost his mind. And I walk in the door and the brain-eating amoeba is attacking his mother physically. Well, that's a situation I never dreamt I was going to have to deal with. But at that moment, I don't really have any choice. I have to go in and I have to do something I never wanted to do, never planned on doing, because that's necessary at the time. Now, what we have here is a very, very difficult situation, you see, because the United States military should never walk the streets of America. They don't operate, should not operate domestically. And it does open up an entirely different and more frightening can of worms, if you're going to travel down this road with me. If we use, and I'm not saying we shouldn't, in fact, I think we should, and I'll get to that in a moment, but if we do, if we use the United States military, what does that look like? What happens if someone gets killed? What happens if there's some platoon full of Marines? Something happens. Someone does something stupid. Someone dies. What happens? And what happens if we set a precedent that the United States military can be used on American soil when there's a law we want enforced? You are well aware, because we talk about it all the time, of what the communists want to do, what they've been doing with the military. They've been building a military, not destroying it, building one, because they always had desired to use it on you. That's why they build it the way they build it. What if, in using the military to carry out mass deportation, what if we essentially have handed them the keys next time we get a Democrat president to do exactly that? We use the United States military to mass deport. They step in and they use the United States military to bring them back and to stop you from stopping them. Now, I didn't say we shouldn't do it, because the truth is, we are in that abnormal situation. It's unprecedented. What do you do when Democrats are so evil that they've filled up your country with 20 million illegals? How do you handle that? The people have to leave. We must remove these people from our country. There's only about 3,000 ICE agents who are on the streets. There's only about 6,000 ICE agents total. Do the math on that. 6,000 versus 15 million. Help is going to be needed. And they've already talked about enlisting the help of local law enforcement, police departments, sheriff's departments, of course, state police. So like in Texas, the Texas Rangers would be involved. But even then, you're talking about the removal of 15 million people. Here's the truth. It's an awful situation that we've been put in because America elected a communist in 2016, or 2020, I mean. We are now in a situation we never wanted to be in, but allowing these people to stay cannot be an option. And now we have to do things we never wanted to do, and frankly, things we shouldn't do, because you cannot have a country if Democrats have spent 4 years filling it up with barbarians. It doesn't work that way. And remember, every single one of the barbarians who's come here in the last 4 years, if they're crapping out kids on our soil, they're all American citizens because of the way they've completely abused the 14th Amendment, which was, of course, meant for slaves. And now, any Tom, Dick, and Harry who happens to cross the border and have a baby here has an American citizen in their family. It's ridiculous. It's insane. We are in an abnormal, insane situation here. I don't like it, but I don't know another way. And remember this, I can only tell you from my experience in the Marines. In the Marine Corps infantry, we were really, really good at breaking things. We were very good at breaking things. You need us to go into a place and kill a bunch of people and blow up a building and do things like that. We can do that. If you were to tell me that you were going to take my unit, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company, and you were going to hand us weapons and you were going to have us walk the streets of LA rounding up illegals, well, brother, we're a bunch of young testosterone-filled Marines. I'm here to break things and kill people. I am not a delicate person And I'm not trained to be a delicate person. As a young Marine, you are trained to be rough and you are trained to be violent. I just see all kinds of potential problems coming that way. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I agree with it. I think it has to be done. But I know there are senators out there like Rand Paul. They're already publicly saying, this is not a good idea. Using the military, it's not a good idea. Look, Rand Paul knows what he's talking about. I don't disagree with him either. It's not a great idea, but it may be the only idea. The bottom line is, you elect a Democrat now. Now you're stuck with this. And remember, they're bringing them in now as fast as they can. It just shows you what I've been telling you all along was true. It wasn't an accident. They're doing this on purpose. They've hammered on the gas before Trump takes over.
Biden administration is quietly loosening immigration policies before Trump takes office. This according to the New York Post. It reports the administration is testing a new app that will allow illegal migrants to bypass in-person check-ins at their local ICE office. It sounds like they're just giving Donald Trump one more thing to undo.
Well, John, we do know the Biden administration has been testing this new immigration and customs app, and the idea is to streamline the check-in process for migrants, allow them to use their phones or computers to touch base with immigration officials while they wait for their date in court instead of appearing for those check-ins in person.
When you elect Democrats, it takes extreme things to undo the damage they can do. It's the bottom line.
Yo, Jesse, how long did it take you to get used to the heat? I know you grew up in like Montana or whatever, and then moved to Houston, and that place is humid as hell and gross. We're thinking about moving to Dallas. We're like from the Pacific Northwest, and I kind of like the cold. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of scared to move to Dallas with the heat and humidity. How long did it take you to get used to the heat and humidity?
I don't know that you ever get used to 95 and 95% humidity. Look, that's always hot. There's never going to come a time when it's July in Dallas and you're going to walk out and say, wow, it's 95 today. This feels good. But it's just like living in Montana. You learn to live with winter. You learn to live with the cold. You learn to get up early in the morning before work because you might have to shovel the driveway. You might have to have a winter coat at all times. A hat, gloves. These are things some people in Texas don't even own. In Montana, it's a requirement. Down here, you learn how to deal with the heat. And look, after a month, you're going to be okay, but it's always going to be hot. What's wild is everyone has a pool here. My whole life, it was only the rich kids who had a pool. It's like every other house in Texas. You get a pool because it's so friggin' miserable in the summertime. Anyway. I bet you Done For Your Real Estate does a bunch of work in Texas because the real estate market is so strong. Oh, I know they do, Chris. They're Done For You Real Estate, they're for normal people to start investing in real estate. That's what they do. Normal people. And so here's what I want you to do. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out. They'll find you the property. They'll find you the best market. They'll handle the closing. They even handle the rental process for you. They take all the trouble and headache off your hands. You sit and develop a plan, a retirement plan. You know you can retire off of this? DoneForYouJesse.com may be your route to retire one day. Consistent tax-free income over time. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday with me, very dapper Jesse. If you're watching on the simulcast right now, you see what I'm talking about. My hat looks amazing. Chris has been mean about it the entire show, but really, people of style and taste, they know an icon when they see one, Chris. So let's get back to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions and try to wrap up as many as I can because there's still so many doozies. Jesse, I've been wondering whether or not the internet helped accelerate the advancement of communism here in the United States of America. I love the show. His name is Sonny. I have actually argued that social media... I'm not, don't worry, I'm not going to do the old man
Why
thing.
Why are you so old?
I'm not going to do the old man thing and complain about social media in the way you think, so just bear with me. But social media has been a tremendous success for commies, and it has also been tremendously devastating for them. And as far as who won that in the end, I don't know that we know that yet. Here's what I mean. So as far as success goes, remember, what do we call communists besides scumbags and things like that? Herd animals. They're very much herd animals. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is a herd animal. Don't make the mistake of thinking everyone wants to be free. That's a lie. We've lied to ourselves about that. A lot of people do not. They want to be part of the herd. They want to go where they're told, eat what they're told, work what they're told, think what they're told. They want someone to care for them. And communists have a mob mentality. They always have. You agitate in groups, street protests in groups, gather in groups. It's always about the group. That's why there's always group chants and whatnot. This is how we become part of the group. You want to be in the herd, stay in the herd, stay in the herd. Well, social media allows them to organize and gather in this way. They can whip themselves up into a rabid demonic mob at the drop of a hat because social media allows them to communicate in incredible ways. And before American companies started to get a handle on this, they're much better about this now than they were, it allowed the communists to get people canceled, get people fired from their jobs, find someone you don't like. You know, I don't like Jesse Kelly. And if this is 15, 20 years ago, internet's out there, social media's out there, all of a sudden the person who's running the iHeart social media account, he gets bombarded with 20,000 requests to take me off the air because of my soundboard.
Why are you gay?
Well, he thinks the whole world's coming down on him. They call me in and fire me. We can't have this many complaints. Companies are a lot sharper about that now. They realize the social media mob. So it greatly aided him in a lot of ways. His herd mentality, the internet, social media helped him organize, helped him be a rabid animal more easily. But there's a balance to this that may completely nullify his advantage and give us the advantage. The balance is he no longer controls information. Forever. You know how we always talk about, I'll put it to you this way. You know how we talk about communists and how they seek out and seize choke points of power? The communist doesn't have to take over your entire company. He has to take over your HR department. If your company has an HR department, I bet you money it's occupied by communists. The single communist women love getting into HR because it's a choke point. Who comes in? Who goes out? She controls everything. It's a choke point. Why do you have a child drag show in the library of your red city? Because while you drove by the public library, the communists recognized the library was a choke point. They grabbed it. Now they're putting on a tranny show for your kids. Okay? So choke points. Well, they did the same thing when it came to our institutions. Hey, where are Americans getting educated? In government schools, let's take over the teachers' unions. Boom, we have that. Where do Americans get their information? From the major newspapers, New York Times, LA Times. Okay, let's grab those. Where do they get their television news? NBC, ABC, CBS. Let's take over those corporations. Okay, good, guys. We have all the choke points. All the choke points of information. We own them now. We're good to go. Well, we've been talking about this all week because the numbers are staggering. People have moved on from those institutions. Homeschooling is bigger now than it ever was. We broke away from that. The internet helps homeschoolers a great deal. I don't know, that'd be hard to do it without it. It's huge. When it comes to the news, how many people sit down and turn on the nightly news? If you turn on the nightly news to get the news, you're the last one who gets the news. It used to be that was the only way to get the news. Now, we all have a smartphone. Everyone does. You pick up your phone. You go on social media. They lost their control of the choke points because of the internet. The internet, social media, all this stuff, it's just like anything else. It's great and it's awful. And it can be used for the most tremendous good and it can be used for the most tremendous evil. You know, while you're fundraising for your buddy's wife who has cancer to make sure you can pay their bills, in the next town over, there's a guy who's selling kids online from Thailand. You know, it's just, it's like anything else. Great good, great evil. That's a fact. Sergeant Pink Flower, I'm 37. I'm considering joining the National Guard. My patriotism has grown with my age, as well as my sense of duty to my community. I love that. I will always regret not serving in my younger years. Is there any advice you would give to older guys who want to serve in an enlistment capacity? Go for it. Life is too short. Don't let anybody tell you you can't, you're too old, wait your turn. You feel a calling to do that, go dig in. All right? Dig in. May I recommend at least 3 or 4 months with the male vitality stack from Chalk in your body first, though? At 37 years old, the chances are strong. Your testosterone levels are not what they used to be. I wouldn't walk into any boot camp or military service at that age unless I was taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. You will need that. Your body will thank you for it. You'll need it for the energy. You'll need it for the focus. And if this is something you want to do, do it. Just do it with Chalk in your back pocket, all right? Male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks and Black Friday specials for the entire month of November. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. That's a $50 bonus product on your first delivery, I should note. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Now, your relatives won't invite you for Thanksgiving. What's my preferred barrel length? And more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a happy day because I am here with you and because, well, we're almost done with Joe Biden.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
Let's play some voicemails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Good morning, Jesse. My name's Kevin out in California. Can you tell me, just give me a glimpse of what America might look like, or my world, without $30 trillion in debt? Tell me what it might be like in my whole life. I have no money.
All right, so the national debt is one of those things that's so big and so divorced from people that they don't really grasp the impact of it. So let me explain it this way. We just hit a $36 trillion in debt. So we're in very, very, very deep poo-poo here. But picture your home. All right, so I want you to think about your budget. It doesn't have to be perfect, so don't sit down and nerd out with a spreadsheet. Just think about what are the basics we all have for a budget. We all have a mortgage. I have a mortgage payment or rent, right? You're paying to live there. So we got a mortgage. Everyone's got a car payment or two. Congratulations, we have three now that my oldest son has one. I know. Oh, Chris, you wait. It's getting expensive. That baby girl's going to get older soon. So we got a car payments. You have mortgage payments. You eat out. You got the basics. Go through those and just have a number in your head roughly every single month what that is. Now I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how many things you do for fun. What's purely enjoyment for you? You're a golfer. You like to shoot. You like to travel. Do you like to eat out? Like, everyone has stuff. So think about your budget. Think about all the expenses. Now, what if there was no mortgage payment? What if I could just magically just take your mortgage payment away? It's gone. Home's paid for. Nothing. No more car payments either. Gone. Nothing. No more grocery bills. Food's paid for. Gone. Nothing. What would that do for your life? Not just for the things you enjoy. Not just for better vacations, a fancy steak dinner every month or something like that. Not just that. But what would that mean when you got sick and needed medical care? If you had all that extra disposable income, it would mean everything, right? It would completely change your life. The average American would weep, absolutely weep, if they realized how much higher their standard of living would be without the national debt. In order to maintain this kind of a national debt, we have to print money. We print money like it's going out of style, just to try to cover the interest on the debt of this size. And they keep pumping more money in, trying to keep the economy going, trying to keep the debt paid off. But the result of that, for every dollar they print that's unbacked, the value of your money goes down. Realize that. That's how economies work. There's no way around that. If I go to wherever they print the money, and I should beep, and I print 100 $1 bills without anything backing them, I have lowered the value of your money. And the reason all that printing goes on is the national debt. Whatever your standard of living is, whatever your financial situation, maybe you are scraping by, barely making ends meet, maybe you're doing pretty well, don't know. But whatever your situation is, it would be infinitely better if the national debt was lower or eliminated, infinitely better. The quality of everything would go up. And I know that's a little disheartening, but it's the truth. When you really break it down, the quality of everything would go up. Things in your life would be cheaper. I'll put it to you this way. You ever see, if you're old enough, you'll remember these days, but you ever see pictures of the old prices from the 60s or something like that? And you walk in McDonald's and and a cheeseburger's 35 cents, and for an extra 15 cents, you get a Coke or something like that. Shut up, Chris. It's something along those lines. It's cheap, dirt cheap. You look back and you think, wow, what happened to that? Without the national debt, those are still the prices today. Now, do you understand what I mean about your quality of life? That Friday night Kraft Mac, not that there's anything wrong with Kraft Mac, that Friday night Kraft Mac, you've got plenty of money if you want to take the old lady out to Red Lobster. Got cash coming out your wazoo. Dear Jesse, you say you're a bad person, so I think you're the person I need to ask. What is the worst thing I can do to my woke liberal siblings on Thanksgiving Day that won't send me to jail or to hell? They don't invite me. They ignore me on holidays. I'm sad. I guess I shouldn't be laughing. I don't have family or grandkids like they do. This has become a severely divided country, exacerbated by COVID and communists. Ideas, or do I walk away? Walk away. Revenge is, it's something that's great in the movies. In real life, it just never works out. Revenge, bitterness, these things, you need to let these things go. If your family's a bunch of dirtball commies and they've left you behind because you don't go that way, go find a new family. I don't mean new sisters and things like that. You can't do that, but go find a new community. Remember, the importance of community is not something we're going to stop talking about just because Trump won the election. No matter what, whether things get way better or things eventually get worse, the strength of your community is so, so important. I actually had a long talk with Ob about this last night. As a matter of fact, we were talking about church. We go to this church and they're always trying to talk us in the church to get into some small group. You know, the small groups that meet once a week, you'll meet in somebody's home and you have pizza and you don't read the Bible and that kind of stuff. And it's just not something that I've ever done. One, I'm very private. I know it doesn't sound like it, but in my personal life, I'm not exactly an open person. I'm very much my father's son. That's one. Two, because of what I do, I don't feel like I would be comfortable sharing anything, not anything super, super personal. I don't want to talk about how small my hands are, you know, things like that. So it's just something that I've avoided. And she jumped me about it last night and she was right. She said, you know, we really need, you're always talking about community, but it's more than just our friends and neighbors. We need that. And you know what? She's right. Find a community. Find a community. I told you, after my dad died, I've been so impressed by my mom's community that she has in Montana. She has an army of neighbors surrounding her. Just an army of couples, men, women. They're putting snow tires on her car. She practically has a militia surrounding her house. It's wonderful. Her church, an amazing community. By the time I got to Montana, I walked into her kitchen. There were 10 people already in her kitchen with her, part of her community. That night, when my old man died, it was something like 3 a.m. My mom is obviously frantic. The paramedics are there. She wanted someone to go be with my sister when she had to call my sister. Her neighbors are so close with her, they drove across town a half hour away to sit in my sister's driveway at 3 in the morning so they could be there for her when my sister found out our dad had died. Now that's community. And you see it in the face of tragedy like that. Community. Go find one. If your family's a bunch of dirtballs, I got plenty of that in my family too. Move on and go find a different one. All right? Speaking of dirtballs, we still kill babies in this country a lot. Thanks to the abortion pill, most abortions now, they're in someone's home. The local abortion clinic is that teenage girl's bathroom. How do you fight back against that? Well, that's what preborn does. They fight back by letting that girl know she has a free ultrasound waiting for her. Just come in, get a free ultrasound. And if you need help after too, you need diapers, you need formula, care, you need something, preborn is there. They don't just talk about it. They don't say, I'm pro-life. They go out there and save lives 200 a day. That's what you do when you support preborn. And it's tax deductible. You want to give them the $28 to buy the ultrasound? Do it. You want to give them 28 grand? Do it. We've had listeners give them 50 grand a year. Tax deductible, saving lives. How many lives for $50,000? I want to talk about precious. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an amazing week. And who knows what next week will bring. On top of Thanksgiving, there will be other things next week, I am sure. And we will be here to talk about all of it. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can send us an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do as many of these as possible. Does the Oracle have a preferred barrel length on an AR-15? I've heard you mention they still use the old M16 when you were in the Marines. Praying for you and your family. I appreciate your prayers. So my thinking on ARs, AR-15s, AR-10s, and things like that has kind of changed over time. The more of these super studs I get to know and talk to them, I'm talking SEALs and Green Berets and these types. And I have previously not stressed it that much. In fact, a standard AR-15 is kind of what I always went with. And the more I talk to them, the more I've come up with this. You really want to be able to hit them before they can hit you. And I know that sounds very obvious. It's an obvious thing to say. But think about if you're just going to grab whatever. We'll call it a 16-inch barrel. You're going to grab a 16-inch barrel. 14, 16, pick your length. You grab a 14, 16-inch barrel. And I'm not dogging on your 14, 16-inch barrel. I have a 16 at home. I'm not dogging it. But let's say that's just your weapon. You got that. Let's say you went to GovX, got a good optic for it. Promo code Jesse. You went to GovX, got a good optic for it. You're putting rounds down range. You're good to go. You figured out how to shoot it. Well, that's good. I'm glad. That's good. But who are you planning on fighting? At least, hopefully you're not planning on shooting anybody, but you at least have to have a possible enemy, you know, whoever that may be. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Who are you considering to be a possible enemy? Now, if it's some gangbanger trying to kick in your front door, that'll be just fine. Are you 100% sure that the guy you're going to be fighting isn't going to have a 16-inch barrel with a good optic himself? Bullets fly both ways. If it's easy for you to acquire and hit a target, then it's easy for him to acquire and hit a target. This was a long way of me saying in the very beginning stages, I'm not a shooter. I shoot. Obviously, I know how to handle a weapon. I'm not one of these weapons studs. You're probably much better with weapons than I am, but I'm in the process of beginning to lengthen out my weapons. It's Chris, why don't you grow up? All right? Why do you have to be like this? Why don't you grow up and be mature? I'm beginning to lengthen out the length of my barrel, the length of where I'm trying to make sure my dopes are. I'm trying to make sure whoever it may be, and God forbid the day ever comes, I'm trying to shrink down the number of people who can hit me before I hit them. So if I can, and this would be very normal for me, I would train, if I'm going to the range at my folks' place or somewhere, ideally 300-400 yards, you know, 500, no problem with that. That's great. That's great. That's pretty easy. I shouldn't say easy, but it doesn't take a great deal of training to plink a man-sized target at 300 yards. Start getting out 8, 9, 1,000. You're starting to severely shrink the number of people on the planet who are going to be able to shoot you before you shoot them. And in case everyone's thinking about complaining, Jesse's thinking about shooting people. Yes, every man does. That's exactly why I own weapons, just in case I have to kill somebody who's trying to kill me. Now, 1,000 yards is plenty of coverage, but it still can't match the coverage of Pure Talk. You see what, Chris? Pure Talk's on this amazing 5G network. Don't think that Pure Talk's some bargain basement cell phone company just because they save you a fortune. They save you a fortune because they don't have a store every 50 feet. So you're not paying for all that overhead. They're on the same 5G network. You keep your phone or get a brand new one. It's Christmas time or Hanukkah time for Chris. You need a new phone and you want to save money like Chris? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to the patriotic cell phone company. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hello, I'm a big fan of yours and I wanted your opinion. I'm a 57-year-old, very straight male, and I practice yoga semi-regularly. At 57, I find it encompasses all forms of fitness, stretching, cardio, balance, etc. It's low impact on my very arthritic joints. Plus, the scenery in the studio is typically the best of any fitness environment. You animals. Do you think I lose my man card because I practice this typically chick activity? Ob has tried to get me to do yoga more times than I can count. And the truth is, I've gotten down on the mat with her a couple times and tried a couple things. If you can picture a 6'8" lanky human being doing yoga, it's every bit as embarrassing as you can imagine. I will say this, it is tough and it is very, very good for you. Also, it's gay. I agree that we need to primary out the rhinos. The subject of this one is you're not always right. But it was tried in Alaska in 2010 with Murkowski. She lost a primary who was backed by Palin but ignored the loss. We're up against huge egos. What do you mean you're not always right? Did I say it was easy? Did I say it was instant? Get involved in your primaries. Stop complaining to me and stop making excuses. We can't. These senators have money. You sound exactly like the morons I was yelling at forever. Every election stolen. It can happen. It's not easy. It's not instant. Primarying out these GOP losers in red states will take time. It will take effort. Just because you lost once doesn't mean you'll lose the next time. But stop saying that crap to me. Drives me absolutely crazy. Sorry, we can't. They got money. We tried. We failed. It's over. Ridiculous. Hey, Jesse, my former best friend who's a Democrat changed her profile picture to a solid black background shortly after the election. I saw a bunch of people who I suspect are libs do a similar thing. Can you please explain their state of mind? Are they really that deluded? She's well-educated and otherwise intelligent person. She's not well-educated. She's well-indoctrinated. For years and years and years and years and years, your friend has been taught that being a Democrat and pursuing Democrat things is the height of all good. And your friend for years and years and years and years has been taught that Republicans are Nazis and that if they get power, it's the end of the world. And now that is ingrained in her. And even though her life will be better for the next 4 years, she will be miserable every single minute of it. Be glad you're not a commie. Be glad you're a happy human being. Now, stay happy. Put your phone down. Go find community this weekend in your family, in your church, in your neighborhood. Wherever you may find it, go find it, and we'll do it again on Monday. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.